Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of April 2020. Kerala High Court has taken SUO to cognizance of news reports highlighting contamination of River Periyar. Since the pollution of River Periyar can cause extremely deleterious consequences to the state being the one with the largest discharge potential, providing water to major towns and cities. Jharkhand High Court has taken up the common cause pertaining to the grant of financial aid to advocates and advocate clerks across courts in light of losses suffered during the nationwide lockdown in the state and sought the state government, as well as Bar Council's response regarding steps taken in this regard. Jharkhand High Court has held that the court cannot impose any condition that it likes while granting bail and that the conditions laid down in a bail order have to be in consonance with the object and purpose of grant of bail. Supreme Court has held that lists of scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and socially and educationally backward classes for providing quota are not sacrosanct. The court has said that the beneficiaries should be revised by the government by removing those who have become affluent over the years and adding those who remain needy and require assistance. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to create a dedicated helpline for the problems being faced by senior citizens during COVID-19 pandemic. Supreme Court has quashed a 30-year old award against National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation and ruled that foreign awards against Indian companies could not be enforced if the contract was against the policy decision of the government. Supreme Court has ruled that punishment for possessing banned drugs under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 would depend on the quantity of the banned substance seized from the person and not on the purity of the illicit drug. Supreme Court has held that both the center and the state have concurrent powers to fix the prices of sugar cane. The court has further clarified that the price fixed by the state government for sugar cane cannot be lower than the minimum price fixed by the center. Supreme Court has held that 100% reservation of teachers belonging to the scheduled tribe category at schools situated in scheduled as is constitutionally invalid. Delhi High Court has constituted a committee to create a graded action plan for meeting challenges that may appear when the courts move towards normal functioning, post the lockdown. Delhi High Court has denied interim injunction in an application wherein the plaintiff, while not having business operations in India, could also not prove spillover of reputation and goodwill from abroad to India. The court has held that prior use of goodwill and reputation in one jurisdiction would not result in exclusive rights in other dominions as well. Delhi High Court has granted interim suspension of sentence to a man convicted and sentenced for 10 years of imprisonment for committing sexual assault on a minor. Bombay High Court has taken SUO to cognizance of newspaper reports regarding a circular notification whereby print media was exempted from lockdown but the door-to-door delivery of magazines and newspapers was prohibited. Allahabad High Court has asked all the bar associations to maintain anonymity of the beneficiaries receiving financial aid. The court has further stated that all the transactions so made for welfare of distressed advocates during the lockdown will be duly audited. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to consider paying 50% minimum support price for wheat to the farmers so as to address their urgent needs during the prevailing circumstances amid the pandemic. Calcutta High Court has declared that a member of a family whose land has been acquired with an assurance of providing an employment over and above the financial compensation cannot be denied any employment in the organization on the ground of his suffering from color blindness. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government about the action it is taking due to an alleged spike in cases of domestic violence during the lockdown. Karnataka High Court has rejected the plea filed seeking directions to the state and central government to make public details of those persons who have allegedly contacted coronavirus at the religious event held in Nizamuddin, Delhi. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to place on record its policy decision to provide police protection to doctors, nurses, and paramedical staff and accredited social health activists, ASHA, workers. The court has further directed state to ensure that no nurses, paramedical staff or ASHA workers are deprived of their salaries. Kerala High Court has quashed the bail condition imposed by a sessions judge that the petitioner should deposit an amount of 25,000 rupees towards the Corona Relief Fund as improper and unjust.